Consumers are drawn to local food for lots of reasons: freshness and quality, a desire to support local agriculture, environmental concerns. For farmers, it can be a bit more complex. Some think it makes economic sense. For others, it's almost a religion. For Todd Clark, the bottom line always matters.
You got to be profitable. You can't go broke and still be sustainable and still be green.
A first-generation farmer, Clark manages the delicate balance between black and green by planting hay and tobacco, as well as pasture-raised beef, chicken, and most recently, eggs. Although Clark farms about 1,000 acres, the 83 acres he owns in northern Fayette County are the heart of his operation. Instead of herbicides, insecticides, or synthetic fertilizers, Clark rotates his livestock, so their health and the health of his pastures is maintained. Chickens live in large, mobile hen houses so they can be moved daily following the cattle. Each eats different grasses. The chickens feed on the fly larvae attracted by the cattle, and chicken poop fertilizes the grass.
The grass or the pasture is the center of the enterprises. We're not producing any of these animals in confinement. It just seems like, especially if you grew up in central Kentucky in the bluegrass region, it just seems like that our centerpiece is the bluegrass, so why not utilize what we're known for? And so that's what I'm attempting to do.
Butchering a live animal into a cut of refrigerated meat adds a lot of value, but is also a complicated, expensive enterprise subject to government regulation. Unlike farmers growing for distant commodity markets, local small-scale growers like Todd Clark find their customers. A lot of Clark's meat is processed and marketed by Mark's Berry Farm. Since 2010, the operation has processed and sold local, naturally produced meat and other products. John Mark Hack is one of the partners.
And we think it's a much more sustainable production model. Grass doesn't have to be replanted every year, and it doesn't rely on a high level of mechanization and a high level of petroleum dependence. Certainly one of the biggest reasons is what we have available to us here in central Kentucky is a fantastic forage base.
Marksberry is a federally approved meat processing facility, which means what's processed there can be sold in retail stores and to restaurants. That comes at a cost. For example, it must have a separate office and restroom for meat inspectors who are always on site. The paperwork is also costly. Given such overhead, Hack says they cannot compete on price alone.
We're not to a point yet where we've been able to bring down the price point where it's accessible to all of the general public like we would like for it to be.
Still, Hack says Marksberry's experience proves there's a market. In less than 2 years, it has bought almost $500,000 of chickens, cattle, and pigs from local farmers that was then processed and sold under the Marksberry brand. Hack believes a growing portion of Kentucky's consumers are willing to pay that extra cost.
And consumers are becoming more and more discriminating about what they're ingesting, and they understand that good food isn't cheap, and cheap food isn't all that good.
Such thinking also powers a small farm in Fayette County owned and operated by Eric Wallace and his family. Late every winter, Wallace sells subscriptions to consumers who want a share of his crop. At Berry's on Bryan Station, about 85 to 100 families pay $450 each year for 21 weeks of vegetables and berries. The families share the risk and reward. In good years, their baskets are fuller than in bad years. This business plan is known as Community Supported Agriculture, or CSA.
A conventional farmer often requires a loan from the bank, and then once the produce is sold at the end of the season, then they pay back the bank loan. Whereas in a CSA, it really helps the farmer having the money up front.
A certified organic farm, there are no synthetic fertilizers or insecticides at Berry's on Bryan Station. Wallace saves in chemical cost, but must manage his plantings and his soils much more intensely. Wallace Farm is one of about 60 CSAs registered with the Kentucky Department of Agriculture. He also sells to Lexington restaurants, including a salad mix he grows throughout the winter in his greenhouses. Also during the winter, Wallace is doing one of the jobs small local farmers have that commodity operations don't: marketing. He meets with restaurant owners, stays in touch with former CSA members, and looks for new ones.
After 6 years of operation, it's about break-even. When you look at all the capital investment required, farming is an expensive business. Part of it is a lifestyle farm. We enjoy the lifestyle and quality of life, and the farm is paying itself.
So Wallace, like fellow farmer Todd Clark, keeps a lot of balls in the air throughout the year to be both green and in the black. For WEKU News, I'm Jacqueline Carfagno.